Good morning. Today we are going to discuss if the non-Jew was not taught anything in preparation for a conversion, does that make the conversion invalid? And also we're going to talk about the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. What if the individual who is converting, wants to convert, comes and says, I am converting, I want to convert, but truth be told, we see there's no substance to that. The individual doesn't really care about converting, has an ulterior motive, and doesn't keep any mitzvahs there afterwards. So, as we said in the past, there are five components of the geirus, of the conversion. A milah, a bris milah, a tefillah is number two, going to mikvah number three. At the time that we had a base hamikdash to bring a korban and the dam, the hartzas adam, the part of the blood offering that was part of that korban, that's number three. Number four is informing, teaching the potential convert of some of the mitzvahs. And number five is a Kabbalah, some mitzvahs that the non-Jew potential convert has to accept upon his or herself the mitzvahs. And we saw that number one and number two are actually absolutely required. That means a milah for a man, a tefillah, going to mikvah, both a man and a woman. As we said, number three, if there's no base hamikdash, we can't bring a korban. That doesn't prevent us from having a kosher geirus. Now we're going to talk about number four and thereafter number five. So number four, informing the ger of the mitzvahs, there are actually two reasons why this is done. Diane Weiss in his Mitzvahs Yitzchak explains as follows. V'ayinu mishum de'i parish nifras. We want to tell the non-Jew what to expect, what they're getting into, because if they say, that's not for me, it's better they say that now. If they separate, if they say, I'm not going forward with it, great, totally acceptable. As we know, there's a Gemara, Dama Rebbe Chelbo, Kashim Gerim, the Yisrael Kisapachas, that Gerim, having Gerim in Klal Yisrael is not necessarily an easy thing. They may not have the proper hashkafas even after a gerus, and they could stick with some of their older ways that don't match with the halacha. So it's a challenging thing accepting gerim. So that is reason number one. Number two, the Smag explains as follows, somewhat similar, that we don't want this ger after the conversion to come and say, had I known, I would not have converted. So accordingly, give them information, give them as much information as is reasonable through the geirus process, so they know what they're getting into. So but the bottom line of this is that we have to inform them and educate them. If they weren't educated and were not informed, this does not prevent there from being a valid geirus. It's still a kosher geirus. On the other hand, what we really have to talk about is the fifth component, the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, that the convert has to say, I accept the mitzvahs I am in, I am accepting them. So Diane Weiss has the following instructive question. He was asked from somebody or a group in Darom Africa, which is South Africa, that there are a number of unconnected men. They don't have any connection to Judaism. They're not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. And they meet non-Jewish girls and they want to convert them, not because they love Torah and mitzvahs, but they love the girls and they feel pressure that they to only marry Jewish. Now, they themselves really don't care. It's really their parents who are unbelievably upset for good reason that their young boys want to marry non-Jewish girls. It could be the opposite as well, Jewish girls marrying non-Jewish boys. And here they're creating their midyonis, their non-Jewish fiancé or fiancé-to-be in front of the Beis Din, and the Beis Din, proper Beis Din, Haredim, Orthodoxim, then they're going to convert them on the reliance that she's going to say when they ask her, are you accepting the mitzvah? She's going to say, yes, I am accepting the mitzvah, and she's going to feign to be full of seriousness and sincerity. But truth be told, there are two reasons that we know she's not sincere. Number one is that she is not converting because of love of Judaism and desire to be a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, but rather because the ulterior motive of marriage, and this is what is required or quasi-required for her to marry the Jewish boy. And number two, we see that the boy she wants to marry has no connection to Judaism. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs, and in fact, he has no interest in keeping the mitzvahs, and he has no interest in her keeping the mitzvahs, but they are just going through this act in order for her to say yes and get the the certificate from the Beis Din that she converted, so they can go forward, have a Jewish wedding, and his parents will be not too upset. So because of the both of those reasons, we see, we know that she is not serious when she has a Kabbalah Samitzvah. So Diane Weiss says as follows, Kishinod nit gaira legamre. When we don't have a total conversion, what does that mean? Da'ina belokim a mitzvah, subishmirasan. That upon conversion, we see that she's not keeping in the mitzvah, she's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Practically speaking, she's not giving, sticking with the mitzvahs. And also her kavan, her intention was never there. Why? Because we know she's not doing it because she really wants to convert. Accordingly, we see that although we discussed in the past that somebody who has an ulterior motive, it's going to be a kosher gerus. However, this is not what that is, a simple ulterior motive. Ela elu harehem ka'akum ukigoyim l'chol divrehem. When she doesn't have the requisite motivation. So it's not only a ulterior motive in this situation, but we know that there's no kiyum mitzvahs there afterward, and there's no motivation whatsoever, either from her or from him. There are two strikes against them. Number one is hagerus shelo l'shem shamayim. The gerus is not with the right motivations. And number two, v'kiyum hamitzvah l'shleimus gam ken ein kan, because there are no kiyum mitzvahs. Accordingly, this is not going to be a valid gerus. And continues Diane Weiss that we see in the Shulchan Aruch that the Beis Din is required to check and recheck, double check, triple check, to make sure that she has the proper kavana and the tshuvas based Yitzchak. Says both kimachareim that you have to check. That means you have to really do a good job, not relying on what she says, not in reliance on her affirmation of sincerity. Ela ha-Beis Din tzrichin libdok achareim, that the Beis Din has to check after. They have to look. They have to really do some research and background to see what the real intentions and motives of the Jewish boy and the non-Jewish girl are the reverse coming in front of them. She wants to convert because of him. And if they see shekavanasam tishil davar acher, we see that there's an ulterior motive here because she wants to get married. Indeed, the Beis Din should not accept them. And certainly, if a Beis Din accepts them when they see there is an ulterior motive, they are machshile rabim. They are really tripping up the public. They are letting somebody in who shouldn't be let in. The person effectively is not going to be Jewish in the end of the day. If there wasn't proper kavanah and there wasn't a kiyum mitzvahs, this Beis Din is doing a real avla, is really doing a disgrace and a dishonor. He's doing something terrible for Klal Yisrael. Now, he does end off saying that we have to be really careful, because if a Beis Din is a proper Beis Din, as does accept, and they have the insights to say, are these people serious enough to warrant a conversion or not? So, avala achar l'shekiblo asam Beis Din k'sherim, if it's a proper Beis Din, a kosher Beis Din, we have to assume that they did their research, that they checked into the background, and at the time of the conversion, that Beis Din understood that there was a real Kabbalah Samitzvah, a proper Kabbalah Samitzvah. As long as it's a proper Beis Din, as long as it's an accredited Beis Din with the proper members on it, and they're viewed as a kosher Beis Din, then we have to assume that they did their job correctly, and they estimated properly that at the time that she had the Kabbalah, or he had the Kabbalah, that it was indeed sincere, and it would be a kosher gerus. Then we have to assume it's a kosher gerus, and we don't look back on it. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue on an interesting question tomorrow. What if the ger is sincere, but wants to exclude one thing, one halacha, even one derabanan? We'll see, for example, tznius, whatever, that's a derites, could be the derabanan as well. What happens if they want to do a line item veto? Is that still going to be a kosher gerus or not? Have a wonderful day.